It's another transfer committee game. I've got Jake Nolan, Dan Austin, Kieran Molyneux, and John Gibbons. Jake, first and foremost, I'm sorry this is your second choice of transfer committee. You wanted the one with Mr. Kev Walsh.
I did, yeah, I did. I just wanted to fully get into Kev, given that he lost 7-1 to SBR in the last game of the season and awarded us the league title. So that one's in writing there.
I'd say, you know what, you might be disappointed because he's taken it very well.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like he bounced back.
Even the next day, I saw him the next day and he was laughing at himself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was hilarious.
was this the day when he got took off?
Yeah, he subbed himself off after, I think he got the exact minute actually, didn't he?
47th
minute, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I hope
you
well,
like Kev. I really like coming back out for two.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he could have lost his head at half time.
No, he did. He did lose his head at half time. Yeah. Told the manager he needed to change everything. Yeah. The manager told him to shut up. And then 2 minutes into the second half, what he said was going to happen happened. And he went, lad, I told you. And then the manager went,
It was pretty bad. Like from my point of view, it was pretty bad, but hilarious. But obviously, there's high stakes. I could see what was going on. I was going, ah, Kev, mate. What proceeded to get funny? I was listening back to something. I've since found out that his kids' footy team were all there watching as well.
that he manages spoke up to watch him.
So, yeah, nice one, Kev. Get that in there anyway. Can I get off?
All right, credit to John Furlong for creating the game and advising Steve Davis for pulling in the fees in the money, and Stefan Schultz, who's made a really useful app that he continues to improve to the point that it's confusing me now, but it's literally better, and he keeps looking at it. Last year, gents, when you pulled all this together, you didn't do very well. So you need to really reflect on your conduct as a transfer committee last year. The mess you've made, you've just got to do better. The previous manager did not end up with enough players. We want to see that resolved. But you've also got to be homegrown, non-homegrown compliant. We'll hear your whole squad. You can have 17 non-homegrown players. You're better focusing on it that way round and then seeing what you've got in the homegrown camp. I want discipline on wages ahead of everything else because the way UEFA's rules are changing. But obviously, whilst being serious there, it is also a game and entertainment. But it's a thought experiment as well. So what are the trade-offs and decisions that have to happen to the people who make these decisions at Liverpool? We're outside for this one, by the way. We're in the wonderful Pins on Duke Street. We're made up to be here, but it means that every little bit of breeze is capturing the paper. You might be able to hear that. So, John, it's a dice roll for how much you've got to spend, okay?